Sí. We started learning Hilchos Shabbos, and we left off in the middle of Siman Reish Samaches. All the shiurim this year are sponsored by the Arbisfeld family, L'Zecha Nishmas, Rab Chaim v'Rab Avram Arbisfeld, who was one of the original founders, the main founder of this weekly shiur over 40 years ago. So we left off in the middle of Siman Reish Samaches. The Shulchan Aruch writes that on Shabbos we don't need the same type of year that we need. So long we end off the bracha Hashkiveinu, we say Shema Sesein Rein L'chat Yisholim Atov Adolim Priktokas Shemem Ayisola Ad. On Shabbos the Shulchan Aruch says we leave all of that out. We don't need such mira. So you end off Rosalinu Sukkah Shleim Nechon. What happens b'di'evit if by mistake a person says Shema Yisrael Ha'ad? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim b'di'evit, one would be Yotzi. The same thing in the Sefer Arya Parmanshik, Emek Brocha, he writes the same thing would be, let's say, in the weekdays. A person by mistake said, so if someone in the weekdays made a mistake and he said, instead of Shema Yisrael Ha'ad, he said, Parasukah Shalom. In the Yevid, he would be Yotze also, because there were some Kehillas, but that was the Nusach all week long. He said, the Frosalen is a Kashlamecha. So, in the Yevid, you would be Yotze either way. It's just Lachatrila. According to the Shulchan Aruch, when you say Hashkiveinu on Leil Shabbos, you don't say the last line, Shmarz is saying, when Lachaim Mashal, Me'atav Arilam, and then you say, Frosalen is a Kashlamecha. You leave off before that. How does Hashkiveinu end off? Let me get a sitter. Also, Sotom of Anena, Macharena, Mitzok, and Afrecha Tastimek, Kel Shemen, Matsirenu Alto, Kel Malachanu Rachamoto. Then we say Shmertzei Sein Rein. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say that Leil Shabbos. You leave out Kel Malachan Rachamato. You leave out the rest after that. Mishnah Berurah says that Minig is not so. And the Achronim write to how to be Miyashiv the Minig, because it's really against the Shulchan Aruch. All right, but look, but the Yevet for sure, it's just a Shailu from Lachatchil. Then the Shulchan Aruch they say the Minig is that we don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem Li'olam was instituted because it has 18 times Shem Hashem and the Psukim is Keneged Shmona Esrei. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov we don't say Shmona Esrei, we only say seven brachas. So the minig in many communities is that on Shabbos, after you finish Parash Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, you say B'Shamon Esos HaShabbos, or on Yom Tov we say B'Dab Mershes Ma'adi Hashem. Yodua that the Vilnigon and the Balatanya both agree over here that you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam and you shouldn't say Shamru or Vedava Moshe because it's a hepsi. So I think in the Chassidish Sforim they say that when the Balatanya was working on his Siddur, so the Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva, the Dushan Slevi, was a Mechutin of the Balatanya and he heard that it was going to leave out Vishamru. So he sent them a letter and he said, how can you leave out the Shamu? The Malachim in heaven are jumping from joy, they're dancing from joy. And B'nai Yisrael saved the Shamru on Leil Shabbos. So you can't leave it out. So the Baal HaTanya put it into the Siddur of Shamru, but he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't say, because it's a hepsit. So it's printed, it's a ksiv elo kri. Baal HaTanya put it in the Siddur as a nusach, but he recommends that you shouldn't say. Okay, they're different menhagim, but you do say, or you don't say. Then that's in Reish Samach Zayin. Let's see, that's in Reish Samach Zayin. Then Reish Samach Ches has about after the Ma'ariv Dikah Shmona Esrei, everybody says Vaychulu. What is Vaychulu? So the Shulchan Aruch they quote the Gemara in the end of Masechta Shabbos that when a person says Vaychulu, as if he's testifying, he's made. That he believes in the story of creation, as it says in Chumash. He believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he's the Baal HaBos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. So because it's Agodas Eidus, and the Din is Eidus has to be Bamida, that's why you should have the whole Tzibah should say Bechulu in a standing position. This is very questionable. The same thing when you say Kiddush at home. So many have the practice, they sit for the Kiddush, but they stand for Bechulu, because Bechulu is Agodas Eidus, and Agodas Eidus it says, V'yandu shnei ha'anashim asher lahem harib lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, V'yandu shnei ha'anashim elu ha'edim. So the din is that the Eidim have to give Haggadah Seidus Bamida. But Eidim have to give Haggadah Seidus Bamida. A Prime Soloveitchik has in his Sefer. That's only a din when the Haggadah Seidus is given Bifnei Bezn. Out of respect for the Bezn. That's how the Pasuk reads. Yom Lashnei Hanoshim Elu Eidim. Asher Lahem Hariv Elu Baledinim. Lefnei Hashem Elu Adayonim. So you have to stand out of respect for the dayan. Well, let's say they invite two people to sign a ksuba, by a chuppah, by a chasana. So does the din require that they have to sign the ksuba in a standing position? Usually a person's going to have a sloppier handwriting. If he's going to write something standing up, as opposed to sitting down, when he writes it sitting down, that'll be his authentic handwriting. So you want to have the eidim should sign the ksuba, you should be able to identify. You should have a tviya sign on the signature. So it's better that they should sign sitting down. And what happened to the din that you have to Haggadah Seidus Bamida? Rav Chaim has in his sefer the din that you need Eidus Bamida is only Haggadah Seidus that needs Kabbalah Seidus B'Bezn. When we say by Hulu, we're not testifying in the presence of a Bezn. When you sign a Ksuba, whenever you sign a Shtar, you're not giving Haggadah Seidus Bifnei Bezn. That's a Chiddush din, that since there's Das HaMeschayev, the Chosin is the one against whom the Ksuba testifies. So if the Chosin authorizes the Eidim to sign, they have a right to sign it. If the Chosin doesn't authorize it, then it's no good, it's Mipim or Lom Piksova. If the Chosin authorizes them to sign the Ksuba, then it has a din of Haggadah Seidus, even though it wasn't presented to the Bezin. So that's really this requirement that you need Amida, because Eidus is Bamida, you really shouldn't have any Shaychas here. Haggadah Seidus Bamida is only when the Eidus is being discovered by the Dayanim. Rabbi Kevega writes this explicitly. Rabbi Kevega, in the middle of the Sefer Drush V'Chidush, which has the Chidushim on the Mesichtis, so it's all Chidushit Torah. So in the middle, there are about 8 pages or 10 pages with Tshuvas, Halacha L'maisa. We have several other volumes of Tshuvas of Rabbi Kevega. So in the middle of the Drush V'Chidush, you have a few pages of Tshuvas. And one of the Tshuvas, he writes, he doesn't understand the practice that we have. When you have a chalitza, so you have to have you have to have a bezn, machlokes hatanayim, whether bezn of 3, a bezn of 5. So the common minhag is you have 5. You have a bezn of 3, you sit in a row, and then at a right angle to the 3, you have 2 nosafim. So the 2 nosafim, strictly speaking, are not part of the bezn. It's you want to have piercing. Like it says in the Chumash, when you do chalitza, also yivim tahashara le'ene askenim, the Yavamah should go do chalitza b'shar ha'ir, the Ifrahesia said people should know that she had chalitza and she's permitted to be married. People should be a shidduch. So the so the common practice is that there's an Emuki Yosef. On the side of the Rif, we often have the Ran, but on Yevamis, you have the Nemuki Yosef instead, a different Rish. So the Nemuki Yosef on Yevamis has a Shita that since Chalitza is what's Mata the Yevama to remarry, Mata the Yevama Lashub, so we treat it like a Dovish of the Erev, and you have to have 2 Eidim. Just like, let's say, a Chosin, a boy marries a girl, gives her a ring, Harem Mukadeshusli, but you don't have Kosher Eidim watching. So the din is that the Kedushin is not Chal. Even the boy and the girl, they both admit that they got married. The din is that the Kiddushin is not chal. We assume the same is true a get. A get is not chal. You have to have Eidus, what we call Eidus L'kiyam Adover. If you didn't have the Gemara lines after him, if you don't have 2 kosher Eidim watching, when the Chosin gives the ring, says Harayat, you don't have 2 kosher Eidim watching when the Baal gives a get to his wife, so it's not chal. So that's the question, whether that requirement, that's what we call Eidus L'kiyam Adover, the Dover should be Erva, does that apply to Chalitza as well? So from the Rambam, you get the impression that he doesn't require Eidus L'kiyam Adover, but the Nebuchadnezzar says that you do. So the common minhag is that you have five dayanim sitting, three in one direction and two nosafim at a right angle. You have dayanim sitting, and then you have two edim standing when the yavam does the chalitza. So Rabbi Kevega writes in the Chulis, in the middle of the Jewish Chiddush, he doesn't understand why do you need five separate people for the dayanim and two separate people for the edim. Let the dayanim serve as edim. I have a din, ein eid nasa dayan, an eid can't turn around and become a dayan. So he says, Taisa said, that's only eid hameid, a witness who testified bifnei bezin. Here the witness is not testifying bifnei bezin. I, eidim have to be ba'amida, and dayanim have to be b'yeshiva, and that's taka d'minig by chalitza. The five dayanim sit around the table, and the two eidim stand, because you need eidim ba'amida and dayanim yeshiva. So Rebbe Kevega said, that's not correct. You need Eidim Bamida only if he's an Eid Hameid Bifnei Bezin, out of respect for the Bezin. That's the way the Pasuk reads. Yom Nishnei Anashim Asher Lahavim Hariv Lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara interprets, Yom Nishnei Anashim Eilu Eidim Asher Lahavim Hariv Eilu Baladinim Lifnei Hashem Eilu Adayonim. Out of respect for the Bezin, the Eidim have to stand. But if it's Chal Hashem Eidus without saying any Haggadah Bifnei Bezin, or just watching, just an Eid Haroya, they're not, the Bezin isn't being the Kabbal, the Haggadah Seder. There is no Haggadah Seder. There's just an Eid Haroya. So then Rabbi Kevega Tainus, there's no requirement that they should stand. So let the five Dayanim serve as the Eidim and the Dayanim. They can function in both roles. So that's the question over here. The meaning is that when you say Bachulu and Shul, we're mocked, but everybody should stand. When you say Bachulu at home, when you say Kiddush also, the Shulchan Aruch, they say you should stand. Because it's Haggadah Seder. So it's very questionable. It's Haggadah Seder, but it's not Haggadah Seder Bifnei Bezin. So why should you require Amid? But that's the meaning. And then in Shulchan Aruch, they have another meaning that Haggadah Seder, you have to have two Eidim. So let's say a person is davening B'yichidus, person is davening, doesn't feel well, whatever, COVID, he has a cold, so he's davening at home. So if he's all by himself, so an Eid Echad can't give Haggadah Seder, you have to have two Eidim together. So you should only say Baichu. Let's say somebody says Alanga Shmana Esrei. So by the time he finishes Shmana Esrei in Shul, it's time for him to say Baichu. The Tzib already finished Baichu. The Chazan is right in the middle of Magen Ovis. So can he say Baichu by himself? So the Ramah says no, that you have to have two Eidim. Haggadah Seder, you have to have two Eidim. So you have to say Baichu together with someone else. You should never say Baichu by yourself. So the Bir Agra writes over there, Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch just gives Marmukhaimus. Whenever there's something that he doesn't agree, once in a while when he doesn't agree, he'll write Ayin. Ayin means look over there, that he doesn't like this din. So here he writes Ayin Magen Avram. What do you mean Ayin Magen Avram? Magen Avram is the Pirush on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch. You have the Taz on the inside and the Magen Avram is on the outside, like Rashi and Tesis. So the Magen Avram, Frek Takasha, That's only a din in the fashas, that the two Eidim have to testify Turkid Dibur of each other. The one Eid says, Haggadah Seder, and the other Eid starts Turkid Dibur after the first Eid finished. But by Dini Mamanus, the din is Zebah Yamim Eid, Haber Bala Machar Eid. You can have an Eid Echad testify today, another Eid Echad testify tomorrow. It's a special din only by din in the fashas, because the Pasuk says, Eid Echad is not acceptable. Al pishnayim eidim al pishlosh eidim yumas ameis. You need two or three eidim. Lo yumas al pi Eid Echad. So the more effect akasha. If it already says you need two or three eidim, so it's understood that one eid is no good. So why does it repeat again? Lo yumas al pi Eid Echad. Shteitach shein. Al pishnayim eidim al pishlosh eidim yumas ameis. The more says no. Lo yumas al pi Eid Echad means echad echad. If the singular eidim, if Eid Echad comes today, and Eid Echad comes tomorrow, even though in the end of the day you have two Eidim, Eid Echad came today for the Bezin of 23, for Din and Nefashis, to say that Pliny is Chayiv Misa. Then tomorrow another Eid Echad comes to the same Bezin, so the Bezin heard from two Eidim. But it's Echad Echad, the singular Eidim, they didn't testify Techad, they didn't bring each other, but by Din and Nefashis, that's a special Din. It is a good Birur, the case is Nizbar, but it's a Din, you can't give Einish Bezin based on Eidus Miyachedus. So that's only a din in Nefashis. He can't administer din in Nefashis al pi Eidus Miyachedus. But it is a good Haggadah Seder. So over here, when you testify that you believe, I say, in Shul or after Ma'ariv or in Kiddush. I'm saying I believe in Bria Shamayim, or I believe in the story of creation. So why do you need that two Edim testify to Echidibra of each other? It's very difficult. It's not Din in Efashis. It's a difficult meaning, but that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes such a meaning. Then regarding the Kiddush, where the Kiddush should be recited the Yeshiva Bamida, so many have the meaning that you say Kiddush Bamida. We say Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So out of Lekobet HaMitzvah, you stand. The Gemara has, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Zocher Sham Shabbos Lekatshoi. Zocher doesn't mean to remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. Zocher means Lahazikir, to mention Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. To be Lahazikir Kedushas HaShabbos. So that's the Mokar and the Chumash for the mitzvah of Kiddush. The two mitzvahs, the Rambam writes, there are four mitzvahs, we spoke many times, there are four mitzvahs in connection with Chumash, in connection with Shabbos, two mitzvahs in the Chumash and two mitzvahs in the Novi Yeshaya. So the two in Chumash are Zocha B'Shoma. Shoma means Shem Shabbos, the Lord says, not to do Malacha. And Zocha means Zochrehu, Alayayin, to mention the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos. And the two in the Kabbalah, the two in the Novi Yeshaya, Akibud V'Yonik, the Karas of the Shabbos Yonik, the Kedosh HaShem Mechubet. So Shoma means not to do malach, to be Hashem Shabbos, it's Aloy Sese. And Zohar is Lahasker Kedushas HaYom, to mention Kedushas HaShabbos. So because the Kiddush is one of the few, most of the brachas are all midirabbanan. The Kiddush is a bracha, that's their Isa, so many stand out of respect for the mitzvah their Isa. We don't have too many brachas that are their Isa. Brichas HaMazon is certainly their Isa, it's a pasuk. But the Gemara says, Bichas HaMazon, you have to recite Dafke B'Yeshiva. Chalta V'Savata, one of the Bali Atesis says, you read the word V'Savata as if it were written V'Shev Eis. You should sit down for a moment and say the Bichas HaMazon. So benching is a special thing, has to be B'Yeshiva. But Kiddush, because Kiddush is their Isis, and many have the practice that they want to stand. Havdalah is a big machlokes in the Rishonim, whether Havdalah is their Isa are not their Isa. The Rambam writes that both Kiddush and Havdalah, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all four are their Isa. Kiddush and Havdalah on Shabbos, and Kiddush, Havdalah, and Yom Tov, everything is their Isa. The Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam quotes the Dinim of Kiddush, Per Kof Tes. So the Magen Mishnah writes, not everybody agrees with the Rambam regarding Havdalah, not everybody agrees with the Rambam regarding Kiddush and Yom Tov. The Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush and Yom Tov is also their Isa, because the Yamim Tov Ma referred to in Chumash as, it says you start counting Sfira, Svartam L'chami Mochas HaShabbos. So the Tzedukim is Ban Ba'ishena translated, that you always start counting Sfira on a Sunday, Mochas HaShabbos, and Shavuos is always on a Sunday, it's an extended weekend. And by the Catholics, they observe Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day, that's the parallel to the Shavuos, by them it's always on a Sunday. So that's one of the shtick that they picked up from the Tzdukim. Allah, the early Christians picked up a lot of things from the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim were the Chevre of Zman Ba'isheni, who didn't accept all the traditions of the Torah Shebal Peh, so they made up the whole Kakite compromise, what they are going to observe, what they're not going to observe. So we assume Svartam L'chamim Rochas HaShabbos means you start counting Sfira the day after Yom Tov, the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. Bayasin Chutzlar, it's the second day Yom Tov. Day after the first day Yom Tov, he counts Sfira Sa'ima. So since the Rambam writes, since Yom Tov, we're also referred to as Shabbos, Memachas HaShabbos, so all the mitzvahs of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. So just like on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, both Deraisa. So the Rambam thinks that on Yom Tov also, Kiddush and Havdalah are both Deraisa. And the Magen Mishnah quotes that there are those who shanim and disagree. That's the shayla whether women are mechuyev in Havdalah. The Gemara says that women are mechuyev in Kiddush because Zocher V'Shoma B'Dibur Echad Emru. In this week's Sedra, it says Zocher Shem Shabbos L'Kadshei. And in Vayis Chanan, when the Torah gives the text of the Aseres HaDibur, there it says Shomer Shem Shabbos L'Kadshei. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both simultaneously. When he proclaimed the Aseres HaDibur, and Maimon HaSinai, Zocher V'Shoma B'Dibur Echad Emru, Ma She'ein HaPeh Yechol L'Daber, V'Lo Ha'ozen Yechol L'Dishma. A human being cannot say two things at the same time. How can you say clearly two different things? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both simultaneously. What was the significance saying Zacha B'Shama B'Dibur Echad simultaneously, that you should treat it like a Hekesh. Whenever you have a Pasuk and Chumash that has two dinim, the first half of the Pasuk has one din, the second half of the Pasuk has another din. So we darshan a Hekesh, we assume that there's a connection between the two. The Gemara has a lot of dinim like that based on the fact that the two dinim are mentioned in the same Pasuk, so there's a Hekesh, there's a connection between the two. So if the two dinim in the first half of the Pasuk, there's one din. Second half of the Pasuk, there's a different din, say treat it like a Hekesh. So it's how much more so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Bnei Yisrael both simultaneously, the both dinim are in the same half of the Pasuk. Zach v'shamad dibrecha nemro. So that's treated like a Hekesh. What's the relevance of the Hekesh between Zach v'shamar? So the Gemara says that Shamar is a loises. Whenever it says Shamar pen v'yal, I treat it like a loises. So a loises, even though it's a zman grama, even though it's a mitzvah, shah zman grama, but it's a loises. So women are mechuyev. In a loises, shah zman grama, not to do malach on Shabbos, the women are mechuyev. But Kiddush is a mitzvah, saseh shah zman grama. So strictly speaking, women should have been exempt. Women should have been potter from the mitzvah of Kiddush, because a mitzvah saseh shah zman grama. Gemara says, no, it's in Zach v'shamah, but v'dibrecha nemru, so the women are just as mechuyev to recite Kiddush as the men are. It's an exception to the rule. We have many exceptions to the rule. Women are mechuyev in hakel. Hakel also, hakel is every 7 years. But chalamoyt sukkah is falling with shnas hashmita. Everyone who comes to boil a regal in Yerushalayim is supposed to gather together and listen to Kriyas HaTorah from Chumash Dvar. So hakel is literally a mitzvah saseh shazman grama once every 7 years. Chalamaitzuka is following shnas hashmita, so women should have been exempt. So hakel is a pasuk. Hakel is al-nashim al-taf. It says, beferish that women are mechuy. Simchas yontav is also a machlekes hatanayim and a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid out of Paskin, where the women are mechuy and simchas yontav. Simchas yontav is also a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And matzah, the women are mechuyev and matzah. So it comes out, the Rambam writes in one place, there are more exceptions to the rule that women are mechuyev, even though it says zman grama, than mitzvahs that are covered by the rule. There are more mitzvahs that says zman grama that women are mechuyev, than there are mitzvahs that says zman grama that women are potter from. So that's how we establish that women are just as mechuyev as men are in Kiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. Therefore, let's say the husband does know how to say Kiddush, and the wife is going to say Kiddush for herself and to be mitzi the husband. So the din is a person, let's say the father is away on business for Shabbos, he's not home, and the mother, European women, feel uncomfortable saying Kiddush on their own. It's if she's an almana. She doesn't want to say Kiddush, she wants to have a husband saying Kiddush. So let's say the husband is away, and the wife doesn't want to say Kiddush, so she'll ask her child, she has a boy who's not yet bar mitzvah, she'll ask him to say Kiddush. So the boy should say Kiddush mitam chena, but he can't be mitzi the mother, because the child before bar mitzvah is only mechuyev and the rabbanim mitam chena. The mother is a gedoyla, the mother is a bas mitzvah, she's mechuyev in Kiddush man haTorah. So he can only be mitzi someone else with shemei kaina, mishenei mechuyev b'dover, and a mitzi aserabim v'dechavosi. You have to be mechuyev to the same extent as the person who's listening. So the mother is mechuyev in Kiddush man haTorah, and the child, the boy before bar mitzvah, is only mechuyev in Kiddush man haRabbanim.
Will she be on the Rabbanon?
That is a question. So the Gemara comments, where do you see al hayayin? Just see zocha. Zocha means lahaskir. The Chazal understood zocha doesn't mean to remember, it means to speak about it, to mention. Dushas hayayim of Shabbos. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush B'dvarim is deraisa. The fact that you have Kiddush Alayayin, Zachrei Alayayin, that part is only Medirabban. And Tosis has different opinions about that. Many of the Balei HaTosis and many Rishonim before the days of the Balei HaTosis, early Rishonim held that Kiddush Alayayin is deraisa. The Gemara sounds like it says, so the Rabbi Natan reinterprets the Gemara, but the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it says, a Nazir is not permitted to drink wine, but wine from Kiddush and Abdullah he is permitted to drink. Why? Because before he was Mekabel Naziris, he was Mechuyev to say Kiddush, Alayayin, and to drink the wine, Kiddush and Abdullah, he has no right to be Mekabel Naziris to make it impossible for himself to drink the wine of Kiddush and Abdullah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara.
So Rabbi Natam says that Lashon Nazir Mishuna, Maseches Nazir, doesn't read smoothly like the other Masechtos. In the days of Rabbi Avashi, apparently they had different committees working on the text of the different Masechtos. So the ones who edited the Maseches Nazir, it's a different style, same thing, Lashon Nedar Mishuna, and Tmura is very Mishuna. You have a lot of times Lishnachrinas all the time, you have different versions there. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says, Lashon Nazir Mishuna, the Gemara meant to say it B'tmiya. Does that make sense? Is there a Havamina like that? So the Rabbi Natam says that there is no such thing. The Nazir is not allowed to drink Yayin Shal Mitzvah, Yayin Shal Kiddush Vavlam, not allowed to drink. But a lot of the earlier Rishonim were of the opinion that Kiddush Al Yayin and Havdol Al Yayin, everything is there, right? So Kiddush and Havdolah and Al Yayin. Kiddush b'makom suda, that's only with the Rabbanan. But Kiddush al Yayin, many Rishonim held as their Isa. And the Nazir was allowed to drink the Yayin? Yeah. So that's a question. If you daven Ma'ariv and Shul, does that mean that you Yotze Kiddush der Isa? So going to the Rambam, Kiddush b'tfila, Kiddush b'dvarim, you Yotze der Isa, Kiddush al Yayin is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, but even if one will assume that Kiddush, the woman who daven Ma'ariv is Yotze Kiddush min HaTorah, so her obligation to recite Kiddush al Yayin is only with the Rabbanan, but her child's obligation to recite Kiddush is a lower level than Rabbanan. The Chiyuv that Ketanim have, Nitam Chinuch, is a lower level than the Chiyuv that the Gedolim have, even though they already said Kiddush. The Dvarim, but the Chachamim said, in addition to the Kiddush B'tfilah, you have to say Kiddush al Yayin, that's a higher level than Rabbanan. So you have to be mechuyav b'dovah to the same level as the other person to be able to be moitzim. You don't say the wife's chiyuv kiddush is the rabbanan because she davened already. The child's chiyuv kiddush is also only the rabbanan because it's only mitam chinuch. So they're both on the same level. So that's what the Rishonim say. Tosfos says in a few places that the chiyuv of ktanim, that's mitam chinuch, is a lower level than the chiyuv of gedolim. So the katan wouldn't be able to be moitzim. In the beginning of the Reish Ayin Aleph, the siman about Kiddush, so on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have the following kasha, the Dogma of Rava, that's the Horus of the Nadi Biyuda, has a kasha. He's bothered with a kasha. There's a Tosfos in Brachas, where Tosfos makes a statement that the Din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebizeh doesn't apply to Noshim. So he's bothered with a kasha. The husband is Shein Gedavim Ma'ariv in Shul, so he's not b'chuyiv anymore, min ha-Torah, to say Kiddush. He was yotzei Kiddush b'tfila. So his chiyuv to say Kiddush al-Yayin is only the Rabban. If the wife didn't recite Ma'ariv, many of the women don't have Ma'ariv. If the wife didn't have Ma'ariv, so her chiyuv to recite Kiddush is min ha-Torah. So the din usually is, let's say there's two men. One already said Kiddush, and the other one didn't, and he does not know how to say Kiddush. So the one who already said Kiddush, that's called yotza, Moitzi, even though he was Yotzi already, he's no longer Mechuyiv to say Kiddush, he already fulfilled the mitzvah, he can recite Kiddush a second time, just in order to be Moitzi the other person. Aye, but he's not Mechuyiv B'dover anymore. Mishenim Mechuyiv B'dover and Moitzi Yosef Rabbim V'dechei Vosem. If you're not Mechuyiv, so how can he be Moitzi the other? So that's, the Gemara said that. Yotza Moitzi. Rashi writes in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, why is Yotza Moitzi? Because it's called Yisrael HaRevim Zebazeh. As long as there's one Jew left in the world somewhere, in New Zealand, in South Africa, wherever, there's a Jew somewhere in the world who didn't hear Kiddush yet, so I'm still mechuyav to say Kiddush if it's going to help out for someone else. I'm still considered mechuyav b'dover. So that's if the other person who didn't say, does not know how to say Kiddush is a man. What if the person who doesn't want to say Kiddush is a woman? The woman didn't have a mayor, so she's mechuyav min haTorah to say Kiddush. Husband is only mechuyav min haRabbanan. So the husband's choy med rabbani can't say yatza moitzi because there's no, he can't say shamer ka'ayna because the husband is not mechuyiv on the same level as the wife. The wife is mechuyiv min haTorah, higher chiyuv. And you can't say yatza moitzi because that's based on orvus. And some rishonim write, Tosfos writes a loshon that there's no orvus for women. So that's the shaila. How can the husband say the dogma of brother, the Nadi Biyud is bothered with that kash? How can the husband say kiddush to be moitzi the wife? The wife is mechuyav min haTorah, the husband is mechuyav min haRabbanan. There's no orvus for women, so how can you say yatza moitzi? So Rabbi Kivega gives a suggestion to answer the kasha. Rabbi Kivega lived after the Nadi Biyud. He quotes Nadi Biyud. Rabbi Akiva lived in the 1700s, Rabbi Kivege lived in the first half of the 1800s. So Rabbi Kivege suggested teretz. When the husband comes home and he says to his wife, good Shabbos, so she answers back, guten Shabbos. So she's Moitzik, she's Yotzei, the Chi of Kiddush Deraisa, because she said today is Shabbos. She wishes the husband guten Shabbos, so she's Yotzei, the Chi of Kiddush Deraisa. So just like the husband is only Mechuyib Medarabonim, so the wife is also only Mechuyib Medarabonim, because she already recognized she said that today in Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik used to ask Anis, the taina that the Mishnah Berurah has. What do you mean? You say good Shabbos, you yotze kiddush deraisa. The Rambam says in order to be yotze kiddush deraisa, you have to say shevach hayom. You have to say what's unique about Shabbos, that Shabbos is a special day, that it has a special kedusha and all the brachas and everything began with Shabbos. Just to say good Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah tainis against Rabbi Kivege, you're not yet a kiddush, but that. This is, there's a long bir halacha. He works on this kasha, on the dogma of Avos kasha. If there's no orvos for women, so how can the husband be moitzi the wife? So the simple answer is that Tosfos and the Rosh say in Bracha there's no orvos for women. That's talking the other direction. A woman doesn't have orvos for a man. If a man doesn't know how to bench, can a woman recite the benching to be moitzi the man? Midin kol yisal ha'reivim zebezeh. The Tosfos says there's no orvos. So that's what some achrayim say. Rabbi Kivege has an atshuva. There's no orvos for women means women don't have arevus for the men, but the men do have arevus for the women. Then other achrayim say the whole thing is not correct. The women do have arevus for the men. The men have orvos for the women have orvos for the men. The Tosfos said a different thing. The Tosfos said if women, the Gemara has a suffix, where the women, there's a Mishnah and Brachas on Daf Chof, that women are mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon. If a woman eats bread, she's obligated to recite. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a mitzvah sasei shaloi as magrama. When you eat the bread, that's mechayev. It's not that the zman is mechayev. There's a limit you can. If I eat today and I wait 5 hours, I lost my chance. The food is already digested and I'm hungry again. It's time for the next meal. It's too late to bench. But that's not called a mitzvah sasei shaloi as magrama. When I eat bread, I become mechuyev to bench. And that's a mitzvah sasei, shaloi azman grama. But nonetheless, the Gemara has a suffix where the notion of birchas hamazon is deraisa or derabbanan. Why should women only be mechuyev derabbanan to recite birchas hamazon? So Rashi and Tosfos give different suggestions. Rashi says, because v'chalta v'sabata v'rachta s'asham alkech al ha'aretz ha'teva shenosan loch. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch and the birchas hamazon, no delacha. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. And basically, Noshim L'Anot L'Chelik Ba'aretz, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, and that's a sure benon, the women didn't get. The women didn't get, unless like B'nai Slavchad, if there are no sons, then the women do get. But most of the time, the women didn't get. So Rashi learns that's the Shaila. Since the women are not mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch for giving them Eretz Yisrael, but most of the women didn't get any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's either all or nothing. So maybe the whole chiyuv to recite the Birchas Hamazon, the first bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving the food. Maybe it's also only Medirabban. Maybe they're not mechuyev in that term. Tosfos gives a different pshat because Tosfos doesn't like it. What do you mean? Noshim l'not l'chelik ba'aretz. Noshim, if there are no sons, then the daughters do get. There's a Seder Kedima in Yerusha. If there are sons and daughters, only the sons get, the daughters don't get. If there are no sons, and the daughters do get. So in principle, an abstract notion, we're not l'chelik bar. So why should Rashi say, noshim l'not l'chelik bar? So Tosfos gives a different shot, that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al brischa shechasamta bibsaren, al teroscha shalimaritonu. So the women don't have brischa shechasamta bibsaren, they don't have teroscha shalimaritonu. The women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. So Tosfos learns along the lines of Rashi, since the women are not mechuyev to say those two lines, then maybe it's all or nothing. Maybe the whole b'chi of b'chas hamazon is only the rabban. So the Gemara declares whether the women's chiyuv to recite b'chas hamazon. Mishnah says women are chiyuv to recite b'chas hamazon when they eat bread. So the Gemara had a suffix whether that's the raisa or the rabban. So the Gemara wants to know l'may nafkemina. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? Bottom line, women are chiyuv to bench. What does it make a difference whether women are chiyuv in atara? Women are mechuyev mid rabbanan. The Gemara says, "Nafkemina v'chab." Can a woman recite benching for her husband? Husband doesn't know how to bench. can she be mitzi the husband? So if you hold that the women's chiyuv in benching is daraisa, then she could be mitzi the husband. The chiyuv of the women is only with the rabbanon, then she can't be mitzi the husband. So Taisus and the Rashi ask, why can't she be mitzi the husband, even though she's not mechuyev? But midin arvus, just like yotza mitzi, if another man already benched, he can say benching again to be mitzi me. So why can't the woman recite benching to be mitzi her husband? So that's the Taisus answer. There's no arvus for women. So a lot of achrayim say no. It means there's only arvus in a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in. If you should assume that women are not mechuyev to bench ben atayra, there's no din of arvus for women regarding benching. Any mitzvah that I'm mechuyev to do, I'm mechuyev to see to it. I'm not fully yotze the mitzvah until every Jew in the world was yotze. So if women are not mechuyev to bench, they're not mechuyev to see to it that the husband should bench. But if you hold that women are mechuyev to bench ben atayra, then there's a chiyuv arvus from the women to the men also. That's a famous discussion. The Bir Halacha quotes this whole literature, the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch has this discussion. When you recite Kiddush, should you stand or sit? And you say Kiddush at home. So some have the practice to stand for Kiddush and Abdullah out of Kavod HaBracha, because according to the Rambam, the Kiddush and Abdullah are Bracha Min HaTorah. So you stand to be out of the Bracha Min HaTorah. Others have the practice that you sit when you recite Kiddush, because there's a din with the Rabbanan, and Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. You're supposed to say the Kiddush in the same location where you're going to eat the meal. So since you're going to eat the meal be yeshiva, so you should recite Kiddush be yeshiva. But you want to say by chulu standing, where chulu is Agoda Seidus. So that's what many in the yeshivas have the practice like that. You say by chulu standing, and then you sit down and say bar pragofen in the Kiddush, in a sitting position that it should be Kiddush b'makom suda. Havdalah, there is no din. Havdalah doesn't have to be b'makom suda. And according to the Rambam, Havdalah is the Raisa. So that was the Minig Hagro. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin Raisa. The Minig Hagro was that he would recite Kiddush by yeshiva, sitting, and Havdalah he would recite by Midah, because Havdalah is the Raisa. So at the Kovod HaBracha, you want to say Havdalah in a standing position. But even though Kiddush is the Raisa, but you want to have Kiddush Makom Suda, so the Suda is going to be in a sitting position. This is really based on, there's a Rambam like this. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah where the Rambam lets you know that his practice always was to recite Kiddush in a sitting position. The Rambam writes that on Leil Sukkahs, when you go into the Sukkah and you say Kiddush, so at the end of the Kiddush, you say the Bracha Leishet Basukkah. So the Rambam writes, he quotes the Gemara, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam, Mevarach Aleim Oivel Asiyosam. You always have to recite the bracha immediately before you mekayim the mitzvah. So leishe basukah means to sit down in the sukkah. So the bracha leishe basukah should be recited standing. That's how the Rambam writes. You should say leishe basukah standing, in order that it should be before you sit down. You shouldn't first sit down. So the Rambam is mashma that all year long he always said kiddush in a sitting position. And the night of sukkah is, that's an exception to the rule. Since at the end of the kiddush you want to say leishe basukah, that's how the Gemara says, Leishe Basukah is at the end of the Kiddush, before you drink the wine. And Leishe Basukah should be Oivel Asiyosam, before you sit down. So you merely have to stand for the whole Kiddush. The Rosh makes fun of the Rambam. He says, what do you mean? Leishe Basukah means to sit in the Sukkah. No, when the Pasuk says, Basukah is Teshvu, Shivas Yomim, it means that you should sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. I mean, Teshvu means Toduru. Toduru b'sukkah, you should, and not always sitting. A person that says walking around in the sukkah is also yotzei mitzvah. Vayeshvu b'kodesh yomim rabim. The pasuk says in Chumash that the Jews, when they were traveling in the midbar, so they stayed in kodesh yomim rabim for many, many days. Vayeshvu means that they sat. No, it means that they stayed in the city kodesh. So the Rosh Tainis, true, the bracha should always be oivel asiyosam, but the Rambam is translating Leishe Basukah means to sit in the sukkah. It doesn't mean to sit, it means to spend time in the sukkah. So even if he says Kiddush in a sitting position on the night of sukkah, it's also Oivel Asiyosam. He's going to spend a few hours in the sukkah, the night that he's going to sleep in the sukkah, whatever, eat, sleep, learn, do a lot of things in the sukkah. So many people will recite Kiddush on Sukkot's night, and even the first night of Sukkot is also in a sitting position. Because they want to have Kiddush Makom Suda, and they won't be worried, they won't be bothered with the Rambam's argument. You have to recite the bracha Oivel Asiyosim. It is Oivel Asiyosim. He's saying the Kiddush before a few hours of staying. Itaki walked in. If you want to have literally Oivel Asiyosim, he should say Leish Basuk before he walks into the sukkah. No. So the Rambam said before he sits down, sitting down is a Maisa Mesuyam of Yeshiva Besukkah. Not that the Rambam translated the words Leish Basuka to sit in the sukkah. He also holds Leish Basuka is Lisakev Besukkah, to spend time in the sukkah. But sitting down is a Maisa Mesuyam. And the Rosh disagrees, says, no, he's going to stay in the sukkah. He can say Kiddush sitting, and it's Oivel Asiyosim because he's going to spend a few hours in the sukkah. So that's Oivel Asiyosim. So there are different minhagim. Then the Rambam has another minig, another compromise, that you don't stand for the all by chulu. True, it's like we said before, it's a Haggadah Seder, but it's not a Haggadah Seder b'fnei Bezdin. The whole din of the Yom D'Shnei Handoshim, Asher Lehem Ariv, and Hashem is only when you have Haggadah Seder b'fnei Bezdin. Like Rabbi Kedeget Tainet in the Tshuva, in the Jewish Vachidush, respect to the Eide Chalitza. Let the Dayanim who are sitting, let them serve as Eide Chalitza. You don't have to stand. Let's say, Eidim by a chuppah. There's no need the Eidim should stand. The Eidim can sit in the front row. If they can see the chosin giving the ring to the kallah saying, Ariyat, so it's good. There's no need for Eidim to stand. Because the Eidim under the chuppah, they're not giving a hagor to say this b'fnei besen. So here, when you say by chulo, you're giving hagor to say this, but if it's not b'fnei besen, you're reciting hagor to say this. So there's no requirement for amida. But that's why the Rama has another meaning, that you only stand for the first four words. Yom Hashishi v'chul Hashemayim is a Rosh Hashanah, is Yudke Vavke. Yom Hashishi v'chul Hashemayim. So the Ramah quotes that some have such a minhag. They stand for the first four words of Kiddush. Yom Hashishi v'chul Hashemayim. The Rosh Hashanah is Yudke Vavke, out of respect, out of Kavod Hashem. And then they sit down for the rest of v'chulum, and for the Bar Piyagot. Different minhagim. Yorach has a Sifyut. We recite, we always have Chazoras Hashatz for Shachris and for Mincha. We don't have, why did they introduce Chazoras Hashatz? So the Gemara says because there were a lot of people who were not Bikim. The Nusach HaTfilah was never written down in the early years because it was considered part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. And it was Keneged Adin. You weren't allowed to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh. And then in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi edited the Mishnayos, but most of the Achrayim and most of the history books concur, they hold that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, they still didn't write down the Mishnayos. Mishnayos were only written down in the days of Ravina Ravashi. That's when they started to learn Mishnayos Mitoch HaKsav. And Rabbi Ravashi went Mesada the Talmud Bavli. But we know that the Talmud Bavli was not written down by Rabbi Ravashi. It wasn't written down until generations later in the days of the Gaonim. They had a fierce machlekes, whether they should write down the Talmud Bavli or not. And it's a mazel that they did write it down, otherwise everything would have been forgotten. They were afraid, Eslas Hashem, Eferet Teresecha. It's a shtikala violation of the din. So it looks like a violation of the din of Dram Shebal Peh. So first they were matter, in the days of Rabbi and Ravashi, they were matter to write down Mishnayos, and from that time on they learned Mishnayos mitoch HaKsav. Then in the days of the Goyim, and they wrote down the Talmud Bavli. Then later you have, in the days of the Goyim, they wrote down the Siddur. You have the Siddur of Amram Goyim. That's one of the earliest Siddurim. In the days of the Goyim, they wrote down. Then the Balamor writes, during his lifetime, they had the Gedolim allowed writing down of the Nusach HaTfilah for Yom Tov. They felt writing down the daily Nusach HaTfilah that the Goyim were matter, so they had Sidurim for Tfilah b'chol Yom. That was Eslas Hashem Eferet Teresecha. But they had to write down Malchus when the Shefers. That was way later in the days of the Balamor, days of the Rishonim, they were matter that. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have the Siddur was not written down, so people had a daven bal peh. So many people didn't know how to say 18 brachas, 19 brachas. How are you going to say 19 brachas, Balpeh? So there were a lot of people who were not Bikiyim, So the Institute of Chazaras Hashas, because of the Einam Dikim. So the Rambam poses the question, how come they didn't institute Chazaras Hashas for Ma'ariv? How come it's only Chazaras Hashas for Shachris and for Mincha? So the Rambam answers, because there's a Machlokes Satanan where the Arv is, Davidi Ma'ariv is a Choyva or a Rishus. So we pass Kamikir Adin Tfilas Arvis Rishus. His man Azeh, the Halachas Gedolus writes, the Ba'ag writes, Krashi Aviyu Alayi Choyva. Today, Klal Yisrael has already accepted it, that Yimuchiv to Davim Ma'ariv. But Mikra didn't really feel the service for shoes. So even though there are probably a lot of Einam Bikim who don't have a Davim Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv Dikashman Esrei, and it's because of those Einam Bikim that we instituted Chazara Sashas by Shachas and by Mincha, but by Ma'ariv, the Rambam says, they in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam said they never instituted Chazara Sashas because feel the service for shoes, and Nishgefel said they won't. They won't Davim Ma'ariv. So the Shaila is Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The Mishnah Berurah has that there's a Mishnah in Brachas, that same Mishnah, Dav Chof, that says women are mechuyev to bench. So the Mishnah says that women are mechuyev to daven. Women, they're not mechuyev to say Kriyashma with the Brachas Kriyashma, but mechuyev to say the Shema on Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Kula. He said women are only mechuyev to daven Shachris and Mincha, they're not mechuyev to daven Mar. But since Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, it's not really a chayva, so by the men we assume kvashi avi alai chayv. But by women, who says maybe it's not kvashi avi alai chayv by women, only by men? So the women could be mekel, they don't have to daven ma'ariv. Abba Soloveitchik was not happy with that. He thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that women are just as mechayv, daven shachas mincha ma'ariv, they should daven all. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So there's a discussion here. Are women, if you should assume women are not mechuyev to daven ma'ariv all week long, like the Mishnah Berurah says, what about on Leil Shabbos and Leil Matzoy Shabbos? You have to daven ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, the Chacham made a takani, should be yotze kiddush betfila and kiddush al hayayin. Then on Matzoy Shabbos, the Chacham made a takani, should be yotze havdola betfila for havdola al hakos. You should say kiddush twice, first betfila and then al hayayin, and havdola twice, first betfila and then al hayayin. So if women are mechuyev in kiddush, lashem chayev is be kiddush because kol sheyeshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zocher the hekish zocher b'shama b'divrecha nemru. So maybe women should be mechuyev to daven ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, even if you all like the Mishnah Berurah that the women are not mechuyev to daven ma'ariv, but maybe ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos and ma'ariv on Matzoy Shabbos they're mechuyev because of the chayves kiddush and abdala. So that's what the Baal HaTanya has in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that even though the women don't have to daven ma'ariv all week long, but Leil Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos they have to because of the Chayvas Kiddush, the Chayvas Abdol. So if you say like that, that Leil Shabbos and Leil Matzoy Shabbos, ma'ariv is a chiyuv, then you should have Chazaras Hashatz. So Leil Shabbos you have Mogen Ovis. So is that what Mogen Ovis is all about? Mogen Ovis is taka Chazaras Hashatz to be moitzi the Ein Abaki, whoever does not have a daven ma'ariv. So all week long ma'ariv is only Rishus. So the Rambam says, you don't have to worry about the Ein Bikim. If they don't have a Dav Ma'ariv, so nisht. So they won't daven the Ein Bikim. So it's only Mishu, so they won't daven Ma'ariv. But on Leil Shabbos and Leil Matzoy Shabbos, if you hold that it's a Chayva, then you should have Chazaras Hashatz. So that's what some, they quote Rabbi Yankev Vemdin, I think the Shari Tshuva, next to the day, they quote Rabbi Yankev Vemdin writes, that Mogen Omis is a Chayva. You mechuyev to have Chazaras Hashatz, because you mechuyev to daven Ma'ariv. Yes. So then what about Havdalah? What about Havdalah also? So that's a question whether Havdalah is deraisa derabbanan. That was the Rambam holds Havdalah is deraisa. Magen Mishnah writes that not everybody agrees with the Rambam. Many hold the Havdalah is lav deraisa. Tosfos had the two opinions, but Havdalah is deraisa, lav deraisa. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. What Rabbi Yankev Vemdin said, that you're mechuyev to have Chazaras Hashatz, and that's what Magen Ovis is all about. The Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. The Gemara says that they instituted Magen Ovis on Leil Shabbos because the shuls used to be Mechutz Lo'ir, and it was a little dangerous walking home by yourself. So if somebody would come late to daven ma'ariv in shul, he's going to come. Not everybody comes on time. Some people are going to come late. So if all the people in the shul are going to daven before him, then he's going to have to walk home by himself. So somebody may beat him up. Somebody may mug him. So that's why they made a takana de Rabbanan that you should say Mogen Ovis to stall off. It'll take another 3 minutes, another couple of minutes of the chazan to sing Mogen Ovis. So So the one who came late to shul will finish his davening ma'ariv by the time the tzibur is ready to leave. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara doesn't seem to say at all what Rabbi Yankev Hamdan said. So because the whole institution, the whole takana of Magen Avos was because people are going to come late. There's always going to be some people coming late to shul. You're afraid they shouldn't walk on by themselves. Someone may fight. Someone may start up with them. Somebody may beat them up. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that let's say you're having, sometimes people have an oifruf, so they rent a hotel, they have a private minyan. So everybody who's there for the simcha, or Sheva Brachas, you have a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, you rent a hotel or something. So whoever's going to be there for the Sheva Brachas is there ready for the davening. It's not that you have a minyan kavu and people always come late. There's always going to be somebody coming late. Whoever is there already. No one's walking in the street. The location where they're going to eat the meal is the same building, it's the same location where the davening is taking place. It's in different rooms, but it's all in the same place. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch it says you only say Magen Avos when it's a minyan kavua. It's a minyan kavua in shul, let's say, minyan kavua, so then there's always going to be people coming late. So you want to protect them that they shouldn't have to walk home by themselves, so you stall off a couple of minutes. But it was not a minyan kavua. Let's say, instead of, because of the COVID, so the government doesn't permit that the shul should have every seat taken. So if the weather permits, so in a lot of communities, they have a minyan. One job is to have a minyan in this fellow's backyard, outside in the fresh air. And next week they're going to have a minyan somewhere else. And every week they have the minyan somewhere else. So if they have the minyan in his backyard, so boom, this Friday night they have a minyan. That's not a minyan kavua. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, if it's only a minyan, bikroi bi'alma, you're having a Shabbaton, let's say, it's a Goyisha hotel, and they took it over for Shabbos to have a kosher caterer for Shabbos. But next week, last week and next week, there isn't going to be a minyan there. Just this week, the Jews took it over, and everything is going to be kosher. So then in Shulchan Aruch it says, you don't say Magen Avos. Others disagree. Others hold like Rabbi Yankev Hamdan. No, there's always a chiyuv to say Magen Avos. Take, for example, the minig is when Pesach is Cholias B'Shabbos, so in Shulchan Aruch it says the minig is you don't say Magen Avos. Why not? Because Magen Avos is in order to give Shmira to the people. We're afraid everyone's going to finish davening Ma'ariv, and this fella came late, he's going to finish a few minutes after everybody else, and no one's going to walk him home, so then he may get, someone may start up with him on the way home. The mazikim may start up with them on their way home. Some of the neighbors, the unfriendly neighbors. But on Pesach night, it's called Leil Shimurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. That's the meaning in Shulchan Aruch. You don't say Kriya Shema Alamita on Leil Pesach. Because Kriya Shema Alamita is only Shmira Mena Mazikim from the Malachi Chavola. It's different mazikim. Here, Magen Avos from the human beings mazikim. And Kriya Shema Alamita is Shmira from the mazikim from the Malachi. So if a person thinks on Leil Pesach that he davened Ma'ariv early and it wasn't Yotzei Kriya Shema, he has to say the three parshas of Shema after Tzeisa Kilchavim. He has to say Kriya Shema Lamita because of the Kriya Shema. But the other pesukim that are for Shmira, so seven Shulchan Aruch Pesach night is Leil Shimur. So that's what the meaning is, that you don't say Magen Avos. Let's say. The people don't have a shul yet, people just moved into the neighborhood. And they started davening, let's say, in my basement. So the first 2 weeks that they daven in my basement on Leil Shabbos, it's a minyan is bikroi. This time you have 3 weeks, three Shabbosim in a row. And all three Shabbosim, they daven in the same location, and they plan to continue to daven there. So then the third time, it's already a minyan kavua. So then the summer, they do say Magen Avos, even though it's not a Beis HaKnesses. Some Achrayim write that you only say Magen Avos if it's a Beis HaKnesses. If it's a private minyan in a home, even if it's kavua, we know that every Friday night they daven there, you don't say. But the meaning is not so. Whenever it's a minyan kavua, even if it's not the Beis HaKnesses, you say Magen Avos. Yeah. Yeah, what is the Kiddush? In Reish Samach Tes, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Is there a din that ain't kiddush ala mamakam suda or not? So we paskin, ain't kiddush ala mamakam suda. No one's eating the suda in shul. So the Gemara says, so why do we say Kiddush in Shul if nobody's Yotzei? We're only Yotzei when you say Kiddush at home. So the Gemara says that Kiddush in Shul is recited to the Motzi, the Orchim, Edecha Basim, they're going to eat and sleep in the Shul. So for them, it's going to be Kiddush B'Makam Suda. But that's what Tosfos asks the question, what do you mean? The Orchim are going to eat and sleep in the Shul? You're permitted to eat in the Shul? Yishum Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to sleep in the Shul. So Tosfos is not sure what the answer is. So Tosfos says, maybe there was a room adjacent to the Shul. In Europe, they used to call it the Hegdish, a sloppy room. And there used to be Jewish bums who would travel from one city to the other. They didn't work for a living. And they would stay in a community for a couple of days, and the community would give them food and give them a room to sleep next to the shul. And then they would float away, go to a different village, and live off of mucha and the other people for a couple of days. So Tosfos said, one pshat, not that the Orchim would eat and sleep in the shul, they were eating and sleep in the room that was adjacent to the shul. So it's Kiddush Makam Suda because they're going to listen to the Kiddush, they're going to be used. Then Tosfos has another suggestion that there is a Gemara in Megillah where the Gemara says, but the Knesiyas and Bavel al Tanai Heim Asuyim. But the Knesiyas and Bavel are built al Tanai, so they're two pshatim. What do you mean al Tanai? So one pshat in the Rishayim is that Lacha Churbanam, after it's no longer used as a shul, if everybody moves away, everybody moves away, and it no longer has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, so usually the din is that you're not allowed to use it for Divrei Chol, even at Batei Knesiyos Lacha Churbanam, but it's Batei Knesiyos Shebebavel Al Tanai Heim Asuyim, we make a Tanai that it's only Bibinyonim, not Bechorbanam. Then Tosfos says another sheet, that maybe Batei Knesiyos Shebebavel Al Tanai Heim Asuyim, even Bibinyonim, you're permitted to use it for Divrei Chol. There used to be such a shul, it was called Al Tanai Shul. Al Tanai Shul. So the Pashup Shat, I think in Prague, so I think the Pashup Shat, it used to be the old shul, the Alta Shul, and then they built a new shul, and then they built another new shul. So they called the second shul was called the Alt Nai Shul, the old new shul, because there was a period of time that it was the new shul. But then when they built the third shul, then the second shul was the Alt Nai with a hyphen in between. And others say no, that it's not A-L-T-N-E-U, Alt Noi, Alt Nai, all but the Knesiyas Shebebavel Shebechutz La'aretz Alt Nai Heim Asuyim. Whatever that means, it took Pshatim and Tosfos. See, it's a shaila. We don't have this practice anymore. We don't have Orchim sleeping. They don't either sleep not in the shul, not in the room adjacent to the shul. So what are we still saying Kiddush for? So they quote the Tshuvas HaRambam that just like the Chazaras HaShatz was initially instituted because there were Eina Bikiyim, people who didn't know how to daven Shemoneh Esrei because they had it done by heart. In the days of the Tanoim, the Nusach, the text of the Tefillah, was considered a chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh. So it was forbidden to write it down. So they didn't have any Siddurim. So there were many people who were not bekeim to say the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what motivated the Tanoim to introduce the Takon al Chazaras HaShatz. So here also, in the days of the Gemara, there were people who would sleep in the room adjacent to the shul. So that's why initially they instituted the Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses. But we still continue to have Chazaras HaShatz, even Kolono, Chachamim Kolono, Nebanim Kolono, Zekenim. Everybody knows how to daven. We don't have any non-Bikiyim who don't know how to daven, and they're going to be Yotzi with the Chazaras HaShatz. Most of the shuls, everybody davens on their own, and no one's Yotzi with the Chazaras HaShatz. So why did we say Chazaras HaShatz? It was a Takonas Chachamim. What motivated them to make the Takona of Chazaras HaShatz is because there were a lot of people who were not Bikiyim. But once they made the Takona, so the Takona applies even if everybody is a Boki. So there's such a Tshuvas HaRambam. What motivated the Chachamim to make the Takana to recite Kiddush in Shul is that they were Orchim who were eating and sleeping in the room next to the Shul, and for them it was Kiddush Mokum Suda. But once they made the Takana, so the Takana remained. So even though now there are no Orchim eating and sleeping in the Shul, the Takana still remains, and you got to say Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlokes. And the Mechaber writes, more correct is not to say Kiddush in Shul, because we don't have any Orchim anymore. And the Rambam says the minig in Ashkenaz is that we do say Kiddush in Shul. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a beautiful sefer, Mat Ephraim, on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every page, every other page on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He has a little bit on Sukkos also. So in the Mat Ephraim on Hilchos Sukkos, he has a footnote there, and he suggests that the Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you say Kiddush and Shul or not, is not really a Machlekes, Mechaber and Ramah. Mechaber lived in Tzfat, in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah lived in Chutz Lortz. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Batik and the Sins were not built ala Tanai. So they never had Orchim eating and sleeping in the Shul. So they never had in the first place a Minig. They never had such a Minig. They never had such a Takana to say Kiddush and Shul, to be Motzi, the Orchim Edechai Vosim. So they never had it, so Bismanazah they shouldn't continue it. They never had it in the first place. But the Ramah lived in Chutzlaritz, and Chutzlaritz, Batikanisha Babel, and Chutzlaritz Al Tanai Hay Masuyim. So in Talmud Babli, the Gemara says in Babel, because they had Orchim eating and sleeping in the shul, and the Orchim had to hear Kiddush, so they made a takana to say Kiddush and Shul to be Motzi the Orchim. So even though Bismanazah we don't have any Orchim anymore eating and sleeping in the shul, so the takana remain. So it's not that that's where Ephraim Zalman Margolius says. Not that it's a machlik, it's a mechaber de amor. Chab is talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there never was such a practice in the first place. So in Eretz Yisrael, you should not. The Ramah would also agree. In Eretz Yisrael, you should not say Kiddush and Shul. The mechaber would agree to the Ramah that if you're in Chutz Lortz, then you should say Kiddush and Shul, because there was a takana. It started off as a takana to be motzi the orchem idei chayvos. That's the story with the Kiddush and Shul. Yeah, what do you do with drinking the wine? The Chazan says, Kiddush says, Borka Goffin, that no one's going to drink the wine. So what kind of business is this? It's a Bizoyin Akos. You say Borka Goffin, then no one drinks the wine. So you have to give it to a Kotten. A Kotten, usually an adult is not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And this is eating before Kiddush, because no one's Yotzi with the Kiddush and Shul. Because it's not Kiddush B'makom Sudi. You're not going to eat anything there. So you give it to a Kotten. So what kind of a Kotten should you give it to? The Sama Chayim say you should give it to a Kotten Shalo Higir L'chinuch. He's not old enough. You have to have such a young child in shul. He's too young to know that he's not supposed to eat before Kiddush. Another Achrayim, most of the Achrayim disagree. No. You should give the wine to a Kotten who understands you're supposed to say a bracha b'ri pri hagofen. But here I'm not going to say a bracha. I'm going to listen to the Chazan's bracha. So the Chazan's bracha should be on behalf of the Kotten. Chazan says b'ri pri hagofen on behalf of the Kotten. So it's not a bracha l'matola. But if the child understands about the brachas and he has a mind to be yotze with the chazan's bracha, not going to say his own bar priagofen. So how is he? But he probably knows that you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush. So that's what all the poskim say. You're not allowed to feed treifus to a child, even a kotten shalohi gelachinuch. You're not allowed, also this posel biadam, you're not allowed to give him treifus things. But this is not treifus, you're giving him kosher food before Kiddush. So kosher food before Kiddush, up until Bar Mitzvah, it's okay. Even though Mamish is going to become Bar Mitzvah next week, next month, he's going to be Bar Mitzvah, he's already Higir L'chinuch. He's already learning Gemara in the 8th grade. He's learning Gemara already. But he's a Kotten. So the Yisra not to eat before Kiddush. So many of the Beis Yosef says, we assume that it doesn't apply to the Ketan. In Shulchan Aruch, they say, what's a violation of eating? You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. There's one opinion in Arbi Psachim, in the Gemara, that Toam, if a person by mistake ate something before he said Kiddush, a person ate something before he said Havdalah, so he lost his chance. Toam ain't a Mekadosh, Toam ain't a Mavdil. You only say Kiddush al Ayayin. What do you say? Tzvei mol Kiddush and Tzvei mol Havdalah. He said Kiddush b'tfilah, he has to repeat again Kiddush al Akos. He says Avdala b'tfilah tochan antona mitzoy Shabbos. Then he has to repeat Avdala a second time. Avdala alakos. Why? So the Mefarshim explained. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yahrzeit rush every year on Gimel Shvat. He used to have yahrzeit for his father, so he used to always explain Ruba de Ruba. He would explain in Yonim and Arachayim that the people should be able to understand. So he gave a whole shiur on this. He explained. You already said Kiddush b'tfilah. So what are you saying a second Kiddush? So the purpose of the second Kiddush is they make a havdalah ben achilas shel rishus lachilas shel mitzvah. All week long we eat, that's achilas shel rishus. And on Shabbos we eat, that's achilas shel mitzvah. And then Matzoy Shabbos, you make havdalah betfilah. So you don't say havdalah already. So what do you say a second time? Havdalah lakos. It's also to make a havdalah between achilas shel mitzvah lachilas shel rishus. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Whatever you eat on Matzoy Shabbos is rishus. So you want to make a heker a havdalah. Yeah. How do you know that there's such a... So we have such a minig that... Here it's a din. We have such a minig that we blow shofar in Chodesh Elul, every day of Chodesh Elul, except the Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why do we have mapsik Erev Rosh Hashanah? So it says, Lahadbil bin tkiyah shal rishus le tkiyah shal mitzvah. The tkiyah is the whole Chodesh Elul. There's only a minig. Tkiyah shal Rosh Hashanah is a real din deraisa. So you want to make a heker, a havdalah. Ad kan was tkiyah shal rishus, tkiyah shal minig. And on Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tekiyah Shal Mitzvah. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you have a Hapsoka. Where did they get this idea from? That when you're doing the same thing, you're eating Bechol and eating B'Shabbos and blowing Shofar, you have to make a Havdalah. So the Bir Agra quotes the Rashbam on Bavad Basra, and the Rashbam on Psochem, on Daf Kuf, Amid Aleph, the first Amid Aleph in Arvid Psochem. But the Gemara says if a person is eating late Friday afternoon, he shouldn't be eating late Friday afternoon. He shouldn't be eating then. But the fellow's eating a whole meal late Friday afternoon, and then it becomes shkiyah. So he has to be paris mapa mekadosh. He should cover over all the food, and he should say kiddush, and then continue to eat. It's b'diyevet. L'chatchil, you should never set up such a system. You shouldn't be eating so late. You should finish eating all the meals you want to eat before 3 hours before the end of the day, before Shor Asiris. That's Somach L'Mincha Ktana. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And Somach means a half an hour before. So 3 hours before the end of the day is the end of Shor Tshiyus. There are 12 hours in a day. So the last 3 hours in a day, that Somach L'Mincha Ktana, last 3 hours, he shouldn't be eating anything. So b'dievet, if he was eating, and then it becomes a Shkia, so then it should be Paris Mapa Mekadosh. So the Rashbam writes, on that Gemara, and Arvid Pesachim, why Paris Mapa Mekadesh? Kedei lahabdal ben achilas shel rishus lachilas shel mitzvah. That's why you Paris Mapa. So the Vilna Gaon writes, that's the mocker for this idea that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar. Kedei lahabdal ben tkiyah shel minig l'tkiyah shel mitzvah. The same over here, we say Kiddush b'tfilah, so why do you say Kiddush alakos? He said Havdalah already betfilah. Why do you have to say a second time Havdalah alakos? So that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara that Toa meinam avda, Toa meinam mekadosh. If by mistake the person already started to eat on Leil Shabbos, he forgot to say Kiddush. He says Amoitz and he starts eating. Then he realizes, yeah, I forgot to say Kiddush. So he was ready to say Kiddush betfilah. And the whole idea of Kiddush alakos is only lahavdal, to make a havdalah, a heker between achilas shel rishus all week long, achilas shel rishus and chiddush al mitzvah. So he already ate on Shabbos. So he's missing the heker, the havdalah. So far found. So tom ein amikadosh and tom ein amavdal. If by mistake he ate before havdalah, you're not allowed to eat before havdalah. So if by mistake he did eat, so that's already achilas shel rishus. So what is going to make a heker now between achilas of rishus that he ate before havdalah, achilas of rishus after? No, the havdalah you want to have between achilas shel mitzvah and achilas of rishus. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that tom ein mekadosh, if by mistake you ate, you lost your chance, you blew it, you lost the chance, you can't say kiddush. And tom ein mavdal. The Gemara says we don't paskan like that. We assume that that's one reason why lahavdal ben achilas shel mitzvah achilas of rishus, and that's why. That's why you shouldn't eat before Havdalah and you shouldn't eat before Kiddush. But there's another consideration that the Chachamim wanted to add Chashivas to the Brocha of Kiddush and Havdalah. So if you say a Brocha Lakos, you make a toast out of it, a Lachayim, so that it's a Brocha Lakos has more Chashivas. Like there's Bichas Hamoz and there's Bichas Hamoz and Alakos. Bichas Hamoz and Alakos is fancier. Like in the days of the Gemara, the practice was that they said Bichas Erisin, not alakos. Under the chuppah, they said Bichas Erisin. Then in the days of the Goyim, they started a minhag to recite Bichas Erisin also alakos. And it enhances the chashivas of a bracha. Some brachas are enhanced if you recite the bracha alakos. Yeah, let's say Havdalah. Abdullah. So you're supposed to hold the coast when you say Borei Me'ara Ha'esh, and you say Borei Midim Samim. You're not supposed to put the coast down. You're saying Borei Me'ara Ha'esh and Borei Midim Samim in the middle, in between Borei Pi'agofen and the Abdullah. So everything's supposed to be halakha. So you should still hold the coast either in your right hand or your left hand. That's different opinions in the Rishonim. Which hand you should hold the coast in? Some say you should switch hands, and others say you should not switch hands. Hold the Kos Yain in your right hand, hold the Ner Havdol in the left hand, hold the Psalm in the left hand. But if you want the Borei Midim Samim, the Borei Midim should also be a Broch Ala Kos. So you should continue holding the Kos when you say those Brochas also. So we Paskin, Toam is Mekadesh, L'chatchile, you shouldn't be Toim. Because the whole purpose of, not the whole purpose, one of the considerations in saying Kiddush a second time, even though he already said Kiddush b'tefillah, he should recite Kiddush al hayayin kedei lehavdil ben achilav shel rishus lechiddush al mitzvah. But even if by mistake toam, even if by mistake he started to eat already, what he eats is achilas mitzvah, karasa v'shabbos einik, and then he's going to say Kiddush in between achilas shel mitzvah lechiddush al mitzvah, whatever you eat on Shabbos achilas shel mitzvah. So still, we want to enhance the chashivas of the Kiddush. You want to have the Kiddush al hayayin, even though toam. But there's a difference between eating before Kiddush, eating before Havdalah. Because Shabbos, whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos has chashivas, so you're not allowed to even drink water before Kiddush on Friday night. Because whatever you drink water on Shabbos already has chashivas. Achilas Shabbos is called the Dovah Kviyas. Shabbos Kavas, whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos is called Achilas Keva. But if Shabbos is over, and then you're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah, that you're not allowed to drink soda, not allowed to drink with flavor, but just to drink plain water. Let's say someone's giving a shir, someone's giving a drosha on Matzoi Shabbos, and it's getting late, then it's already time for Havdalah. So to drink water Matzoi Shabbos before Havdalah, that's okay. Because drinking water doesn't have any chashivas to it. So that's not called Achilah Shel Chol. You only need a Havdalah between Achilah Shel Mitzvah to eat on Shabbos and Achilah Shel Rishus. Real eating, real food, or drinking soda, drinking something with sugar on Matzoi Shabbos. Just to drink plain water on Matzoi Shabbos, that's not a problem. But on Leil Shabbos, that you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush, that's even plain water, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to drink plain water before Kiddush. Yeah, we recite Kiddush ala yayin, and some of the Rishonim had the Girsa in the Gemara, that's a din deraisa, Kiddush ala yayin. Yeah, what is this idea of Kiddush ala yayin, brach ala kos? So some Kabbalists for him write that Adam Marishan was created on the sixth day of Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and according to the Medrash and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the same day he was created, he was Nitztave. The Shesh Mitzvahs, he was Nitzava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he didn't have self-control. He violated the Tzivoy the first day, just a few hours after he was brought into the world. He was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He already violated the Din. What was the Eitz Hadas? So the Tanaim have different traditions. So one Tana claims that the Eitz Hadas was Chita. High Chita doesn't grow on the trees, so that now it doesn't grow. It used to grow on the trees. That's one opinion in the Gemara. The other Tana says that the Eitz Hadas was Esrog. Why? Because the Pasuk says that the trees in Gan Eden were Nechmod Lemare. So the Targum Onkelos writes, Nechmod Lemare de Merageg Lemechazeh. So the word Lerageg is the same verb as Esrog. Creates Hodor, an appealing fruit. Creates Hodor is appealing. That's Esrog. Rageg means to love. To be infatuated with something. So one opinion is that the Eitz Hadas was an esrog tree. Our esrogim don't taste so good. It must be a sweet esrog. They say the tamen esrogim are sweet. They taste delicious, like oranges, like a real citrus tree. Then there's a third opinion in the Medrash that the Eitz Hadas was te'ena, because it says after they sinned, they realized vayedike erumim heim. They realize that they sinned and they have no clothing on. So vayistu alei te'ena. So there's one medrash. Why only alei te'ena? The other trees didn't want to let them use any of their leaves to make any clothing. They're sinners. Why should they have the right to take leaves? But the te'ena tree was the tree that they sinned with. Eitz Hadas was a te'ena tree. So the Taina tree had to allow them to take halitaina, fig leaves, in order to cover over their body. And then the fourth opinion in the Medrash, each one had a different tradition. Fourth opinion in Medrash that the Eitz Hadas was a grapevine. Why should they say grapevine? Because from grapevines they make wine and people get drunk. And many tragedies occur because people get drunk. So the great tragedy was Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and all of mankind was cursed. And all the terrible things happened because of that. So that's what some of the Kabbalah Svarim write. They quote earlier Kabbalah that because the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was on Friday, so we want to make Kiddush over wine. Why is one opinion that the Eitz Hadas was grapevine? Because from grapes you make wine, and that's what causes people to get drunk and to sin. So we want to use wine, Leil Shabbos, to say Kiddush, to be misakein this chet of the Eitz Hadas. We want to use the wine to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and we're not going to get drunk. We're going to drink wine, and we're not going to get drunk. We're not going to do Averis, we're going to do Mitzvahs with. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, in the middle of Bava Basra, where the Gemara says, Amechaz Amechaz Aperis. In the yeshivas, they usually skip that perik. There's boring details about when you sell something, what's included, what's not included. But the Daf Yomi people learn everything. They can't skip a daf. They won't ever see him at the end. So the Gemara says in the middle of Bava Basra, Mechaz Aperis, that he can only recite Kiddush on wine that's Roy Lenasech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? V'yayin HaRoy Lenasech Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Does it mean that you need dafka wine that fermented with grape juice? You're not supposed to use grape juice. Lenasech Hagavim Mizbech, because it has to be Bakodesh Hasech Nesech Sheichol Hashem. It should be needed in Meshaker. It has to be wine. Grape juice doesn't make it. It's not Shecher. It's not Meshaker. So it doesn't mean you can only say Kiddush of a wine. You can't say Kiddush of a grape juice. Mora says it's not true. So they quote the din, Eshkol Shalanovim. You can take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it out. You can't squeeze it out on Shabbos. But if a person is stuck somewhere out of town, a businessman got stuck and there are no planes, he can't get home. Where's he going to get kosher wine to make Kiddush? So he can buy grapes in the store and squeeze out the wine. So the Gemara says, Sechatodim Eshkol Shalanovim. You take a cluster of grapes and you squeeze out the wine on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos it's a melacha. So the Gemara says, even though for Yayin the Nisach HaGabi Mizbeach has to be 40 days old, it should be fermented, it should begin to have Nesach Shechar, it should be made the Meshaker, but the Kiddush on Friday night, it's okay, even if you just squeezed it out yesterday. So what does it mean that you can only say Kiddush of Yayin HaRoy LeNesach HaGabi Mizbeach? So the Gemara answers, if the wine started to spoil already, sometimes the wine, it doesn't smell like wine anymore. It smells like vinegar already. Sometimes it's already hella kemochim, has little particles floating on the top. So when you see it's already starting to spoil, so then it's not right, you shouldn't use it for Kiddush. So Taisa said, that's the whole thing. If the wine is inferior quality, it's already beginning to spoil, it's not right to use it for Kiddush. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim that's not the whole story. Yayin Mabushel is also possible Nasach Hagabi Mizbeach. The Gemara says, when you have all the karbonis and you do Zrika Sadam, so Dam Shebishla is no good for Zrika. You have to be Zorik the Dam without being Mevashalit. That's why the din is that Yayin Dam Shebishloi, there's no Issa Dam. Usually if a person eats Dam, a lot of times there'll be Koris. Sometimes it's only allowed, sometimes there's Koris. But Dam Mevushal is only also Mederabonim. Why? Because Dam Mevushal is possible in Asach, is possible Israq al Gabi HaMizbeach. Torah says we're not allowed to eat Dam. Ki Adam Ho HaNevesh Ranin Esatav Lechem HaMizbeach Lechaper. You're not allowed to eat Dam because Dam is supposed to be used to be Zorik, the Dam of the Korbonis. But if it's Dam Shebishloi of the Korbon, so then it's possible Israq al Gabi HaMizbeach. So the Mele, there's no Iser to eat, let's say, why do we salt the flesh? Because we're going to cook the flesh the way it is. It's going to have dam in it. But the dam is going to be dam shebishloi. So the whole need for salting the flesh is really only midrabbanan. Because after you salt it, then you're going to cook it. So you want to cook it, there's going to be dam shebishloi. So the worst it's going to be midrabbanan. It won't be an isa derais. you have a lot of kulas because of the fact that Dam Shadishlai is only the Rabbanim. So the Rambam quotes from the Goyim that Yayin Mevushal is Pasul Anasach Agabi HaMizbeach, so therefore, since it's Pasul Anasach, so it's Pasul to use for Kiddush. Kiddush on Friday night has to be Yayin, that's Roy Lanasach Agabi HaMizbeach. And then the Rambam has a Machloikis HaGoyim. Usually the Rambam doesn't do this, he doesn't quote two opinions. Rare. It's very rare that the Rambam quotes a Machloikis. Usually there's so many Machloikis in the Gemara, the Rambam always gives you a Psak. He doesn't tell you who, doesn't tell you it's Abaye, Rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar and Azari, doesn't tell you, but he gives you all the psukim. And once in a long while, very rare, the Rambam will give you his Yesham and Yesham, two different opinions. Here, the Rambam has a machlokes. There is a din. If you bring a korban mincha on the Mizbeach and you mix in Sora Dvash, so it says it's possible. We say it in Pitmak Torahs. If you mix in Sora Dvash, it says in the Chumash you're not allowed to be makter on the Mizbeach. So the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, when the Sefer Chinuch quotes that din, that you're not allowed to bring a korban sheyesh bo Sora Dvash, and it says in the Braisa of Bit Maktaris Kesar, it says in Nosim Badash Psola. So the Menchas Chinuch is misupik. What does it mean, psola? It means the whole k'taris is possible. If you mix in Sora Dvash, you're not yotze the mitzvah k'taris, it's possible. Or no, it doesn't mean the k'taris is possible. It means you can't use it, because if you'll be makdavid on the mizbech, the oivan is the Sora Dvash. But it's not, if you'll be makdavid, you'll have the mitzvah of k'taris, and you have an averit that you are makdavid Sora Dvash. So the Menchas Chinuch is not sure. So they say the name of Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik, he pointed out that the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is a machloikis, and the Goyim, the Rambam quotes the machloikis on the assumption. Not like Taisus. Taisus learns the Gemara, the only yayin that's possible in Asach, Agabi HaMizbeach, that's no good for Kiddush, it's yayin the helak mochen, a yayin shereha ra, has a bad smell, or it smells like it's beginning to ferment already, it's already beginning to spoil, it's turning into vinegar. So if it smells like vinegar, you shouldn't use it for Kiddush. But the Rambam holds like the Goyim, and even Yayin Mevushal tastes perfect. It's not beginning to spoil. Since Yayin Mevushal is pasul lenasech, so you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush on Friday night. For Abakosis, it is good. But for Kiddush, you shouldn't use it. Special than Kiddush on Friday night. So then the Rambam has two opinions. What if you have Yayin with sugar added? You add it extra. A lot of times you buy wine, so it's very heavy. They added a lot of sugar in it. So that's a din, the Nasim Badrash Psala. If you add any pre, a Masikas pre, that's called Drash. So if you add sugar to the wine, that wine would be Pasal and Nasach Agabi Hamizbeach. So the Rama has a Machlaikis, doesn't mean a Nasim Badrash Psala, the whole carbon is Pasal, or it means no, the carbon is kosher. But you're not allowed to be makter on the mizbech because you'd be in violation of Sarah Drash. So then, afkmina chaps, can you use such wine for Kiddush? If you say, Nasim Adrash, Psala, the whole carbon, a carbon sheyesh bo Sarah Drash is a carbon puzzle. The whole carbon is puzzle. If the whole carbon is puzzle, so the whole yayin is yayin that's puzzle, then asach agabi mizbech. But if you say Psala, doesn't mean that the whole carbon, the ktoris, becomes puzzle because he mixed in Drash. Just means you're not allowed to be maktavid on the mizbeach because you violate the yisur of Sarah Drash loisak tiru. So over here, when you make Kiddush, it's not a question of violating. You're not violating the yisur, and the wine is good. The Sarah Drash, you're not allowed to be maktavid on the mizbeach, but the wine didn't become pasul. So al pi pashtus, that seems to be the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. How do you translate the line? In Gosim Adrash Psola. Psola means of carbon sheesh, but Sarah Drash, the whole carbon is pasul. Or does it mean it's not the carbon is possible? You're not allowed to be makdirit. So that'll happen afkamina for the Kiddush. Al pi pashut, those are the two opinions in the Rambam. So Mr. Herzog is the balabas of Kedem wine. So he has a Kiddush. Maybe he's right. He has a Kiddush. He has sugar added. He has a lot of wine, which is heavy with sugar. He doesn't take sugar from another source. He'll take wine, and he'll take the sugar from other wine. Let's say I mix one wine with another wine, and one wine has a higher percentage of sugar than the other. So I'm mixing wine with wine. That's nothing wrong with that. So what if I have wine and I remove the sugar from the wine and I put it into another wine? So maybe that's like pouring wine into another wine. So I think that's what he's makpid. When he has sugar added in the Kedem wines, he says his wine is even good according to that opinion in the Rambam, that Yain Sheyesh B'sar Dvash is Pasul. Over here it's not. Over here, the sugar that they add to the wine is sugar that they got from another wine. So that's like mixing wine with the wine. It's not a bit svar. Could be that it's taki correct. Kedem wine sells different wines. Some of them say mevushtel, some of them say non-mevushtel. So there's a mailotav yain mevushtel. So if a nochri will pour the wine, he won't make a treif. Because since the wine is not, the yayim mevushel is not roi the nasach agabi hamizbeach, so the of the avodah zarah never had the practice of being menasachet for avodah zarah either. And if a goy handles kosher wine, if a goy processes wine and he manufactures the wine, you're not allowed to drink the wine because of b'neseim, because it may lead to intermarriage. Just like you're not allowed to eat pasakum, bread that's baked by the next door neighbor, you're not allowed to eat bisholakum, because of b'neseim it may lead to intermarriage, you're not allowed to drink because it may lead to chastas, may lead to intermarriage. But if a goy is pouring kosher wine, he didn't process the wine, that's not going to lead to intermarriage. If he processes the wine, I may want to marry his daughter, so I'll have a lifetime supply of the delicious wine. But if he's the waiter, why should I marry his daughter? He's not going to have a lifetime supply of wine. So if the goy pours kosher wine, he makes a trade because of the chashash nisuch. But if it's yayin mevushel, so then the Gemara says there's no chashash nisuch. So that's the shaila. How hot do you have to cook it that it should be yayim mevushel? So the Rav who gives the hechsher on the kedem wine follows the opinion that it's only called yayim mevushel if it's cooked to the point of evaporation. If I cook the wine till 212 degrees, so then it's going to be mismite, it's going to start to evaporate. So that's called yayim mevushel. And Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees and he said that's not correct. There is a ruah has a suffix. How hot does it have to be that it's called yayim mevushel? Is it enough posherim if you heated the wine till it's lukewarm? Or should you assume hasher lo zehu bishulo? So you have to cook the wine till it becomes yad soledis. Yad soledis is not 212. Yad soledis is a question how much. So l'chumra we're machmer from 120 yad. That's yad soledis, but more reasonable, it has to be more than 120. So Moshe says maybe 165, 175, something like that. That's a chumr. Rav Soloveitchik used to say he thinks it's between 140 and 160. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the 160 should for sure be yad soledis. Moshe says maybe 165, okay. But it's not, you don't need the malar esicha. You don't have to cook it till it's 212. So that's why Rav Moshe disagrees with the Chassidus Shirov who gives the Heksha on the Kedem wine. He says all the wines are pasteurized. So pasteurized, they heat it to way past the Yad Soledis. So he says all the wines, even if it says Eina Mevushel, it really is Mevushel. So you're not, if you want to be Mahadar to recite Kiddush on Yain Sheina Mevushel, to satisfy that opinion that the Raman quotes, you wouldn't be satisfying if you have wine that's pasteurized. That's already, by definition, that's already Mevushel, because it's already past the Yad Soledis. Okay, maybe we'll stop here this week, and next week we'll continue. Because this week we're going to read Parshas Yisroi. So the Chumash singles out Aseres Hadibros for the 613 mitzvahs. Chumash singles out Aseres Hadibros. What is singled out over here? And in the davening on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, k'eben emek harasalo. Shnei luchos avarim harid b'yoda. We mentioned Kabbalah Satora in the davening. We mentioned shnei luchos avarim harid b'yoda. V'chein kasa b'sarasech. What is that all about? So some of the Rishonim say that we mentioned Maimon HaSinai in the davening. You don't know HaSinai. Why? Because the Gemara says that we have a tradition that Kabbalah Satora took place on Shabbos. So just like, let's say, a couple are happily married, so every year on their wedding anniversary, they celebrate. They eat out or whatever. They celebrate their wedding anniversary. So some people are so happily married, they'll celebrate every month. Let's say they got married on Chamishasa Ba'av, so they celebrate every month on the 15th of the month, an anniversary. Like when a baby is young, so the parents make a party. The baby's 1 week old, baby's 1 month old, 2 months old. So people are so happily married, they want to celebrate every month. They got married on the 15th of the month, so every 15th of every month they celebrate. Some people are so thrilled, they celebrate the day of the week. Every week they're going to celebrate. So that's what the Abu Dram and some Rishonim write like that. Klal Yisrael got married with the Ribbono Shel Olam at Maimon HaSinai. And it took place on Shabbos. Every Shabbos, every week on Shabbos, we celebrate our marriage with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we say, Yismach Moshe B'Yomdavol HaNachal HaSinai, Shneiloch HaZavonim Horet B'Yodoi, that was the Kesef Kiddushin to Bnei Yisrael. So we're celebrating our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every Shabbos. That's what some Rishonim say. Because otherwise, why are we mentioning HaSinai? So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim a different explanation. That the Shnei Luchas are called Luchas HaBris. What it means is that there's a bris on all the Taryag Mitzvahs. Ela Divrei HaBris. It says at the end of the Teuchache in B'chukaisai, in the end of the Teuchache in Kisav, it says Ela Divrei HaBris, HaShakar HaShem HaMen Yisrael, Bahar Choriv. Then it says Ela Divrei HaShakar HaShem B'Arvis HaMen Vada HaBris HaShakar HaShem HaMahar Sinai. So Divrei HaBris, the bris was made on all the Taryag Mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Milah, it says 13 times. Nechus alayud yom bris. The word bris appears 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecha in connection with bris Milah. So bris Milah singled out. On that one mitzvah alone, there's a bris. And then the luchas, the shnei luchas are bris. It's called the chumash. That's the mitzvahs that appear in Aseres HaDibros. In addition to the general bris on Kol HaTerekula, and all the 613 mitzvahs, so there was a special bris, especially on the mitzvahs that appear in Aseres HaDibros. So that's what we say. Shabbos is a unique mitzvah. From all the 613 mitzvahs, it's singled out, it appears, Shnei Luchos Avraham Arad B'Yodai, Chos Bahem Shmira Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the Aseres HaDibros, and there's a bris. And then we say, V'chein Kosu B'Sera Secho, in the Chumash, in another place, it says that Shabbos is a bris. So we quote the pasuk Shemini Esras on Shabbos, La'asos HaShabbos Da'Roisam B'Ris Olam. The pasuk says it's not talking about Aseres HaDibros, but it says observance of Shabbos, this mitzvah is like Bris Milah. The Milah has a krisis bris on it, in addition to the general bris on all the Taryag mitzvahs. Milah has a separate bris, and Shabbos also has a separate bris, because Shabbos is one of the Aseres HaDibros. So that's why these two paragraphs were put into the Shemona Esrei to say Shevach HaShabbos, to say how significant Shabbos is. We have a minig, many people have a minig that they sing Zmiris on Shabbos. So Soloveitchik pointed out that some of the Rishonim, I think it said it's a Chuvas HaRosh or something, some of the Rishonim point out that when one recites the Zmiris on Shabbos, it's a Hemshech of the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Kiddush. Because the Rambam we mentioned before when we were learning, if the husband comes home and the wife says good Shabbos, Rabbi Kivegas says the wife is Yotzi Kiddush Deraisa, so the Mishnah Berurah has the Taina that Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you're not Yotzi Kiddush Deraisa. The Rambam says, Kiddush, in order to recite Kiddush Deraisa, you have to mention Shevach Hayom. You have to say Shabbos is a special day, unique, holy, full of bracha and everything. So when you sing Zmiris, Menucha V'Simcha Or Alayhudim, Yom Shabbos and Yom Achmadim, most of his mirrors of Shabbos, he speak about the uniqueness of Shabbos. He sing about why Shabbos is something special. So when you sing all of the, when you recite or you sing all his mirrors, it's a hemshech of the kiyum mitzvah of Kiddush. Your yotze, the minimum of Kiddush is you say the Kiddush. You say about the uniqueness and the bracha status of Shabbos. But if you say all his mirrors, you continue to speak about the uniqueness of Shabbos. So that's, you're enhancing the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos by speaking more about the uniqueness of the Shabbos. Okay, well, in that, next week we will continue in Hilchos Kiddush. We left in the middle of Reish Ayin Aleph.
I didn't know it wasn't.